Good morning.
Love
Good morning.
Talk Radio.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
Everybody, or good morning to Gilroy Radio. Also, good morning to Twitter Me Tuesdays. I guess as you guys noticed, this is not Mr. Trey Love. This is actually Sister in the Struggle, Miss Sophia Sims, but I'm not going to be talking about any Sister in the Struggle issues today. I'm going to do Twitter Me Tuesdays. Now, I guess a lot of you guys are probably asking, where the hell is Trey? Hell if I know. Hell, I don't know where his ass is either, but I do know that I was told, you know, just a little while ago, you're doing Twitter Me Tuesdays, be on time, be there, be ready, get yourself together. So here I am. And whatever Trey is doing out there, I'm sure it's some business or something of that sort, or, you know, furthering his career and, you know, doing him as he does it. And at this particular point, like I said, I don't know where the heck he is, but anyway, if he's listening, hey, Trey, and I'll talk with you and get with you later. So let's get back to this Twitter Me Tuesday thing. I actually kind of listened to a few of the segments of Twitter Me Tuesday, and I'm trying to figure out, I said, well, you know, okay, what do I talk about? Do I need some specific things and that type? You know, what do I talk about? So I kind of looked under the description, and it says that on Twitter Me Tuesdays, basically we talk about news, sports, entertainment, and then apparently there are some updates from Mr. Trey Love himself. So I'm gonna do Twitter Me Tuesday a little bit different with a little bit of different of my spin on it. So I'm still gonna do the news. I'm still gonna do sports. I'm still going to do entertainment, and I'm going to do some updates from my Facebook page. So here we go. Oh, also, today with the music, I kind of went through the different types of music that I wanted to hear, and one of my favorite artists is Common the rapper. So pretty much, if not all the music that you're going to hear today is going to be different selections from Common, some of my favorites. I couldn't get all of my favorites on here because I kind of had a little technical difficulty, but maybe next time. But for the most part, everything that you're going to hear is Common, and again, some of my favorites. So what I want to start off with is let's talk about Trey's song, I'm a Rocker. One thing I will have to say about that song is every time I hear that song, I'm always bouncing, shaking my head, dancing in the seat because it really, really gets you in the groove or makes you really want to, you know, get up and shake your behind or shake your butt. So I was just doing that. So another thing I want to say is I have like a little funny story about I was talking to Trey and a good friend of his about a couple of weeks ago, right? And so I asked him, I said, so I know you're a comedian, but, you know, I've never seen you perform or anything like that. So is that all you do or what do you do? You know, what else do you do? And he was like, oh, wow, which really, really, I'm impressed about how the brother came at me because sometimes when you ask people that question, they kind of stutter and they got to think about what they've done and how to explain it. Not this brother. He went directly into it. So when I asked that question, he said, oh, no. I don't just do comedy. He says, I'm an actor. He says, I'm a rapper. He says, he mentioned quite a few things, right? But when he said rapper, I said, rapper? You don't look like a rapper to me. And he cracked up laughing. He said, I bet you heard one of my songs. And I said, really? I said, what song is that? He says, I'm a rocker. And I said, I don't think I ever heard any song like that or whatever before. He says, well, you've listened to Block Radio before, haven't you? And I said, well, yeah. He said, then you've heard the song. And I said, okay, well, okay. He says, well, I'm a rapper, you know, in the song. So I said, oh, okay. So then I said, well, play it, don't you have? He says, yeah, of course, of course. So, you know, he gets the music out, and then he starts playing the music. So I said, well, yeah, I have heard that. So I made the comment with my stupid self, right? I felt so stupid after saying this. I made the comment. I said, well, but where's your little part at? When you gonna come in on the song? And he started laughing. He said, "That's me. I'm not coming in on the song. That's me singing the song." And so I couldn't do nothing but laugh. I said, "Oh, so you really are a rapper?" I said, "Oh, okay. That's you for real?" I said, "Yeah, that is you." And so it just kind of tickled me, embarrassed me on top of that, but it tickled me because the brother really, really is true to form. When he tells you it's something that he does, he really, really, truly does it. And he can bear witness with it by proof. So not only did he, you know, hit me to the song that now whenever I hear it, of course, I'm, you know, shaking in the seat, shaking in my seat, shaking my butt, you know, popping my fingers or whatever. In a minute, I'm going to be rapping that whole song. And that's going to really get you guys. It's going to get me, too. But in any case, so again, so I'm supposed to cover news, sports, horoscope, entertainment, and some Facebook updates. Before I get into that, though, I just want to kind of go into, well, let me say this. Twitter Me Tuesdays, from what I can see, is pretty much you can talk about, you know, whatever comes to mind, whatever's on your mind, whatever's not on your mind, whatever's on somebody else's mind, just whatever you kind of want to go into. So I'm going to give my version of Twitter Me Tuesdays today. First thing I want to do is I just want to share something with you, and this was kind of really profound. This was something that I read a couple of days ago. It was a site that I was looking at, and I'm not going to go into what site it is. You know, that'll be kind of telling my business, but I was looking at this particular site, and on this particular site, this person made this comment, and I decided to print it and to read it because I figured it would come in common. It would come it would be useful for me to use somewhere down the line, and it just so happens I ended up having to do this today, so I'm gonna say this today. And this is basically just my words for today from someone else's words, pretty much. I'm not claiming this because I didn't write this. Someone else wrote this, but I like what it says, and this is what it says. Never let someone in your priority – no, I'm sorry. Never let someone be your priority while allowing yourself to remain one of their options. And I'm going to read that again because that really is saying a lot. Never let someone be your priority while allowing yourself to remain one of their options. And then it says, one's formal education is not as important as one's intellect. It's not about income. It's about financial responsibility. Being buff doesn't necessarily equal being fit. Beauty is more spiritual than physical. Intelligence is sexy. Integrity is sexier. Sex appeal is hot. Sensuous expression is hotter. Honesty need not be unkind, but kindness must always be honest. Always seek the win-win before settling for a compromise, and respect for others begins with respect for self. And that's what I want to start this segment off with. It's just those little words of wisdom. And they're very simple to me, but they go a long way. And, again, I'm going to go back and read that first one that I said because that's real important to me and to a lot of people. Never let someone be your priority while allowing yourself to remain one of their options. So, in other words, if something or somebody is important to you, then you should expect none other but the same from that person or from those people also. And if not, then, you know, so far as I'm concerned, you need to keep it moving. Just don't put them on the same level as you would how you think about them. You would want them to think about you the same way and treat and do the same to you. So anyway, all right, so much for the serious stuff. Okay, so again, what I told you guys is that I'm going to basically feature Common today. The reason why I want to feature him is because I've been listening to a lot of his music, and he has a lot of conscious stuff that he talks about, a lot of everyday things that we go through, a lot of, you know, dealing with people, how they deal with you, how jacked up they can be to you, you know, how you can make mistakes and, you know, get past your mistakes, but just a lot of things that, to me, they just make you think about things. So the first song that I'm going to play is called Questions, and it's actually a kind of funny song because, well, to me, the meat of the song is basically is, why do people ask questions about certain things? And it's kind of that thing, that old theory of things that make you go, and it's kind of funny. So anyway, so I'm going to play this selection, and this is called Questions by Common.
You got people like that, then why you still hustling? Now you know your stomach too big to be wearing a shirt like that. So why you want to go and do that?
Why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Yo, why your girl get giddy when my name come up? How come the industry build careers that don't last? How come niggas don't know but they front and don't ask? Man, I don't know, I don't know.
It's the question, it's the question, girl. It's the question, it's the question. Come on, it's the question, girl. It's the question, it's the question.
We talking about
the question. It's the
question,
girl.
Why they say never say never when they know that ain't right? Cause to say never, you done said never twice. Why do I need ID to get ID? If I had ID, I wouldn't need ID. Why do these fine ghetto women got so much ass? Why did Dr. J shave his beard and mustache? How you got high expectations but got low patience? How come this joint ain't the questions is so John Blaze? Man, I don't know. I don't know.
It's the question. It's the question. The way it's the question. It's my question. Come on. It's the question. It's the question. It's the question. Y'all, the question. Talking about the question. It's the way.
Okay, hey, this is Sophia Sims, and I'm sitting in for Mr. Trey Love today for Twitter Me Tuesdays. I just played the song by Common called The Questions, right? And it kind of made me think of a question that was asked of me, and it was actually something kind of funny, but this person was real serious about what they asked me. But I'm going to just throw this out here. And I'm going to answer it how I thought best to answer it, but I'm sure it might be a lot of people out there that may have a different answer to this. But an old friend of mine, and this was maybe a few years ago, but I just was thinking about it while I was listening to the song about the questions. He asked me a question. He says, Sophia, he said, I was out at the club, right? And he said he was dancing, getting his groove on, you know, having some fun, you know, and this girl he was dancing with, you know, she getting her groove on, you know, everybody, you know, you'd be grooving to the music, shaking your head and stuff. And then this particular girl, you know, she had a lot of hair on her head, and she whipping her hair back and forth and so forth and so on. So in the midst of her doing all of this kind of stuff, and I'm not sure if she had braids in her hair or if she had a weave, I'm not sure. But in any case, I think it was braids. So anyway, so in other words, she had braided into her hair, you know, like that. So extensions is what we call it for all of those out there that's listening and don't know what I'm talking about. But in any case, so this girl's dancing, you know, getting her groove on, that kind of thing. She into the zone. And apparently while she's dancing, one of her braids falls out of her hair, right? So my friend, he's sitting there, you know, and he's dancing with the girl, and he's looking, you know. And so he sees his braid on the floor. So he's not sure if she saw the braid fall out or if she sees it on the floor or what's going on. So he said he dances with her a little bit more and that type of thing. And, you know, and apparently, you know, he just figured maybe she didn't realize this braid fell out of her hair. So he reaches down, you know, they still dancing. She's dancing. He reaches down and he picks the braid up and hands it to her. So she looks at him. She looks at him with this jacked up ass look like, how dare you? I can't believe you just did that to me, right? This is him explaining it, you know. So he's like, you know, and then he says that she just looked at him and was like, and she walked off the floor, right? She never took the braid. Now, he's still standing there with this braid that he picked up off the floor in his hand. So his question to me was this. He said, well, apparently I offended this young lady, but I'm not sure how I offended her. So Did she get offended that I picked the braid up off the floor? Did she get offended, you know, about, you know, he said, actually, I'm not sure what she got offended for. Was I not supposed to do that? What was supposed to happen? So I cracked up laughing, right? And I'm sitting there laughing, and he looked at me, and he says, no, you don't understand. I'm really serious about this. What did I do wrong, or what is the etiquette on when a piece of weave or a piece of one of your braids falls out of a woman's hair? What's the etiquette on that? What does a person do? What does a man do? Does he just ignore it? What does he do? And so I still laugh. So anyway, my answer to his question was simply, I said, look, hey, if it was me out there and some of my weave or my braid fell out, I would want you to ignore it. Don't you go and pick up any damn thing. I don't care if the wind blows it across on the floor. I don't give a damn what happens to it. You leave it there and act just like it ain't mine and it didn't come out of my hair and it don't belong to me. And if we're dancing, you even had a right to dance on top of it. You got pretty good feet. Step on it and dance on top of it so the fire will see it. But don't you dare pick it up off the floor and hand it to me. Now, and he was like, well, so you're saying that she got offended or she got mad because I handed it to her? I said, well, yeah, because most women, you know, even though a lot of us sport weaves and braids and all the rest of that stuff, it's still the whole ambience of a person not really knowing if that's what you, you know, if that's your real hair or not and so forth and so on. Some people don't really care about it. But, you know, it's still kind of, it's still a cool thing for a person to have to wonder. So for him, I told him for him to pick up the braid and hand it to her, you know, that's telling everybody in the club that, oh, man, that ain't her, that ain't her hair. And that, you know, dang, you know, what kind of stuff is she wearing where some fell out of her head and so forth and so on. So the answer to that question would be simply ignore it. Do not pick it up. Do not touch it. Don't acknowledge it. Step on it, hide it with your feet. If you need to, while you dancing, kick it over there to somebody else who look like it's theirs, then do that. But absolutely do not pick it up and hand it to the woman who you think it came from. That is the etiquette for hair, weaves, or whatever it is when a woman has lost a piece of it, a portion, or all of it. Absolutely do not pick it up and give it to her. You let her deal with it how she needs to deal with it. So anyway, but that was the answer to that particular question. All right, so let's move on. Okay, so I'm seeing, again, one of the things we need to cover is a little news here. Okay, now, I guess I want to talk about a little bit about, let's go back to Japan a little bit, and this is a little bit more serious because I know in Japan, you know, they keep trying to get their situation under hand, but, of course, they keep having these earthquakes, you know, which keep kind of, messing things up a little bit more, kind of putting them back at the drawing board. And I'm not going to say totally back at the drawing board, but, you know, it gives them setbacks. I was reading something on the news, I think, or listening to the news the other day where it says that they actually physically is going to take maybe about 8 or 9 months for them to even get anything close to what they call normal. That's almost a whole year. That's a whole lot of radiation, and that's a big cause of concern. I also was, I don't know, I think I was talking to somebody who kind of knew more about the business and was explaining this whole radiation thing to me and how the reactors, you know, are reacting or what's happening with that. And as I understand it, you know, when this whole thing happened, you know, you had a few people who worked in the plant. And then, you know, as things got more dangerous, you had people who had to vacate, basically. You know, a lot of those people were, you know, they feared for their lives. That's a lot of radiation to take in. But you did have some troopers, who I understand maybe a 5 or 6 of them, who decided to just stay and deal with it, which ultimately means, you guys, that those people are going to lose their lives. You know, with that much radiation, nobody's body can stand that kind of radiation like that. And which eventually will mean that, you know, everybody's going to die one day, but their death is probably going to be quicker. Not only quicker, it's going to have a lot of complications based on the radiation that their bodies, you know, have taken on. So we got to give a big up to those people and send a prayer out and everything to their families and all that kind of stuff and keep those people in mind because, you know, they didn't have to do that, but these are people who chose to put their lives on the line for the sake of humankind. And that's talking about a whole lot of people, you guys, humankind, and that's including us also, because we don't know if that radiation is not going to, you know, kind of veer this way somewhat and that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, yeah, we do know it because we've heard of stories that says that some of it has kind of gotten over here. I think our government, honestly, doesn't necessarily want to tell you really the side effects or what the real seriousness of it, because I think they think that we will panic, and we will panic. You know what I mean? We will. Sometimes I say I do want to know, but then again, I don't know, because if I know, then what am I going to do with that information if I know something like that? So we're on the Pacific coast, you know, and Japan is off the Pacific coast also. So that would mean that any type of radiation or whatever that's going into their waters and things like that would eventually affect us and our waters and our coastlines. It would eventually, somewhere down the line, if not now already. I just don't know the extent of it, but I do know that it's there. So that's my little, you know, news about Japan. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about is the budget, you know, our budget with the government. I guess the last I checked, they must have finally came to some conclusion about what they were going to cut. Seems to me like every time they have to cut something, it's always, of course, on the poor people's back, you know, and I guess that's what happens when we're the poor people. You know, we always get the cuts. I remember, what was it, about a couple of weeks? I don't know, you know, because I think it was last week they were talking about how they didn't know if they were going to be balancing the budget or would they have to shut down the White House, basically, or shut down the government is what it was. Honestly, you guys, I didn't know that the government could be shut the hell down. I always thought that it had to run regardless of whatever, but I guess money is money. So if you don't have money to run your business, you got to close it for a couple of days. Same thing with the government. What really tripped me out about it was they had to decide what was the most important job to say, okay, we're not going to pay you guys and give you your money until we get this thing straight, as opposed to other people or other things that they decided to keep open. And guess what? Again, you guys, it was the normal working average poor person, or not, I don't want to say poor person, but the normal average working person who had to take the brunt of what would happen if the government closed down. So that basically means if the government closed down for those people, they just didn't get paid. And that's just it. It wasn't no, you know what I mean, I could go complain to somebody or to something and get my money. What they were told basically is, well, if the government closes down, you know, you're just not going to get paid for those 2, 3, 4 days there, however long it is, but we will give you your money, you know, later. So, you know, I've seen a lot of people on the news saying, you know, well, later does not pay my bills. Later doesn't, you know, feed me. Later doesn't keep a roof over my head, which is true. So, in any case, so much for if the government shuts down, who are the people who really, really take the brunt of the negativeness from behind that? And that's just your regular old working person like you and me, basically. So, okay, that's my news for today. Okay, so I think I'm going to play another song by Common, and this one is called The Light. So let's listen to this.
I never knew a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Sign, seal, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life, but they can handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. The relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we're close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Second, it's important we communicating. Soon the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. Sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for family. Love ain't simple. Why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. It's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop. And I catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Got you shit pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice happiness. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection of light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Tick-a-da, 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 tick-a-da. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.
Sophia Sims, also known as, or a.k.a. Sister in the Struggle, but I'm sitting in for Mr. Trey Love today for Twitter Me Tuesdays. Okay, so, the next thing let's talk about is sports. Now, I got to confess to you guys, I really don't know a whole lot about sports, so what I'm going to tell you about is something that I heard and actually something that I read and, my thoughts on it. Let's talk about the Lakers, and let's talk about Mr. Kobe Bryant. As I understand, last week sometime at the games, I forgot who did they say he was playing against. That doesn't matter. But in any case, he apparently was playing and, there was a call, called on him by one of the referees. And he called the referee a faggot. Now, what I don't get and what I don't understand is why did they fine him $100,000 for doing that? Now, was it because it was Kobe and he got the money to pay something like that? Was it because it was Kobe and, they just wanted to mess with him? Was it because the referee really, really was a homosexual? Or was it the referee wasn't and he didn't like being called that? I mean, because let's just go here. Let's say I was to come up in there and I'm in the game or whatever, and let's say we're in the audience, watching the game and stuff, and he calls a shot on Kobe, and we don't agree with the shot. And we all in the audience holler out, "You faggot!" Is the whole audience going to get fined $100,000? No. They are not. So, I have to wonder, what's really, really up with that? You know what I mean? I don't think Kobe was saying that because he really knew, what the man's sexual persuasion was or anything like that. That's just, things that people may say, and not necessarily meaning anything derogatory about it, So let's go here. Let's just say if Kobe had said, he had did that, and he said, "You nigga." I wonder if he would have got the same kind of fine if anybody would have said anything to him, or if the man would have got mad behind that. I wonder. Or if he had did that and he had said, "You punk." Are you a bitch? You know what I mean? Would it have been the same kind of fine? Would the man would have got so offended? Would it have been a problem? Or did that particular referee get mad because, I don't know, maybe he, you know, got some stuff going on and Kobe called it out? I don't know. Who the heck knows? Point being is I think $100,000 is quite a bit of money to want to be fining somebody, you know, for saying something like that. And I'm sure people make all kind of remarks and say all kind of things all the time. So, again, was it because it's Kobe? Was it because it was true? Was it because, you know, I mean, what the hell? But I think that's absolute BS bullshit, because $100,000? And you guys know, if any one of you right now was to go and say that same thing to that man probably wouldn't even flinch behind nothing like that. But was it just because it's Kobe? So that's my sports for today. You know, if you are a basketball figure or a high-profile figure like Kobe Bryant, do not call a referee a faggot, because you will get fined, and you will get fined a whole lot of money. So don't do it. All right, so let's move on. Okay, so let's talk about horoscopes today. Now, so far as the daily horoscope, I don't have the daily horoscope, but I was kind of listening to the last Twitter Me Tuesday show, and Mr. Trey Love was, he devoured that he's Cancer, you know, what his birthday was or whatever, and I guess he must have a birthday coming up pretty soon. Was that June, July, or August, something like that. But in any case, so I decided that I would look into one of my astrology books, right? So this particular book is called Sexual Astrology, and it says A Sign-by-Sign Guide to Your Central Stars, and by Martine, right? So I just picked out a few excerpts, you know what I mean, to kind of give us a little insight on Mr. Trey Love here. And this one is called, this is one of the little excerpts, it's called The Male. This is Cancer, under the sign of Cancer. It says, you won't read him like an open book, for he shows an opaque side to strangers. There are some secrets he never reveals, even to his closest friends. He is restless, prone to brooding, idealistic, a daydreamer who is also very sentimental. Because he is ruled by the waxing and waning moon, he has marvelous emotional highs and abysmal lows, and the alarming ability to pull people along with him in either direction. Okay, that's one particular paragraph. There's a lot, but I'm just going to, you know, pick out a couple of them. Then this other one says this, and this one actually I think is real true to form on him. He loves to talk and is often quite eloquent. His words alone can make people willing to follow him anywhere, do anything he asks. His fantastic memory and nearly total recall stand him in excellent stead in discussion and argument. He has firm convictions, and all goes well as long as you do not oppose those convictions. If you do, he will not let up. I mean, I'm sorry. If you do, he will not let go until he has persuaded you. If he suspects you are not completely convinced, he will revive the discussion at the first opportunity in order to bombard you with further reasons. The debate will end only when you yield, if only for the sake of peace and quiet. So, in other words, he's going to bug the hell out of your damn ass until you agree with him or until he's satisfied with what the hell is being said. Only until then, he's going to keep going with it. Now, let's just say you just finally say, oh, the hell with it then. You know what? Yeah. I agree with you, whatever. Only until then will he shut the hell up about it. So that's your boy, Trey Love. Anyway, and I'm saying all that in love because we all got, you know, our things about us with these signs. And actually, when I decide to do my other segment, which is going to be the alter ego of the sister in the struggle, I may even cover all the different little excerpts and things about the different signs, you know, the pros, the cons, you know, the funny things about us, you know. I mean, me, myself, I'm Gemini. You know, according to the book, I got a lot of issues, but it's actually kind of funny, but whatever. Anyway, so, again, so that is my segment on horoscope. Let's see, what can we go into next? Well, you know, I want to talk about something. A person, I was kind of looking at my Facebook page this morning, and I was sent like a segment or like a link, basically, and it was called The Gay Revision of the Bible, and it was saying something about that it's a gay revision of the Bible, and it was to go on sale pretty soon. But I'm not sure if this website that talks about this is really for real. I mean, I asked the question, you know, is that for real? And the person who sent it to me said, yeah, you know, it is, which, you know, let me see if I can, let me go to it. Okay, here, you know, I'm going to try to read the little excerpt that it actually said. But it says, gay revision of the Bible to go on sin. And then the name of, it's called Dead Serious News. So I went to the website, which is www.deadseriousnews.com, because I'm like, well, is that kind of like a hoax or is it really for real and that type of thing? But I'll read basically the little excerpt that it says. It says, move over Adam and Eve. Here comes Adam and Steve, as well as Samantha and Delilah. A newly revised gay-friendly Bible is set to go on sale in the next few weeks. Reaction to the announcement has been met with venom from the conservative Christian groups. I mean, go figure. But in any case, I don't really know what to say about something like that. I mean, what do you say about something like that? But in any case, I, again, you know, you can go to this website, www.deadseriousnews.com, and kind of figure that out for yourself. Because as I was reading it, I came across a few other things, which I don't know whether to believe it or not to believe it, because some of it seems just so far out there and so far-fetched. But then again, some of it is not. Like, they even had another news story about in the prisons nowadays that one way to keep sodomy down is to, instead of just having regular soap, you know, make soap on a rope. So, I mean, I had to laugh at that because I don't know if that really, really is true, if that's really serious or not. So their thing, their fix was, they said that it was a program that they came up with in the prison system that if they had more soap that were attached to a rope where you can hold it on your hand, then there was less chance of a person dropping the soap on the floor where, you know, you can have all these incidents that would happen with sodomy and stuff. Now, if that really, really worked, I don't know. But, you know, again, is that really, really a true story? Or is that, you know, something just far-fetched that somebody made the hell up? I don't know. But, according to this website, it's something that they're looking into. So, again, I don't know if that's really true or not. But, hey, you know, if that's their fix, then that's their fix. All right. So let's play another let's go to let's see here. I think we're going to play another selection from Common. And let me see, which one do I want to play now? Let's see. I'm going to go back and play one of my favorites, and it's basically what I play, you know, as my theme song for A Sister in the Struggle, and that's a song for Sada. So let's play that one.
In the spirit of God, in the spirit of the ancestors, in the spirit of the Black Panthers, in the spirit of Asada Shakur, we make this movement towards freedom for all those who have been oppressed and all those in the struggle. Yeah, check it. There were lights and sirens, gunshots firing, cover your eyes as I describe a scene so violent. Seemed like a bad dream. She laid in the blood puddle, blood bubbled in her chest. Cold air brushed against open flesh, no room to rest. Pain consumed deep breath, shot twice with her hands up. Police questioned, but shot before she answered. One Panther lost his life, the other ran for his. Scandalous the police were as they kicked and beat her. Comprehension, she was beyond, trying to hold on to life. She thought she lived with no arm, that's what it felt like. Got to the hospital, eyes held tight. They moved the room, she could tell by the light. Handcuffed tight to the bed, to her skin they bit. With guns to her head, every word she got hit. Who shot the trooper, they asked her. Put mace in her eyes, threatened to blast her. Her mind raced, still things got still. Opened her eyes, realized she's next to her best friend who got killed. She got killed, so they told her that's what she would be next. Hurt mixed with anger, survival was a reflex. They lied and denied visits from a lawyer, but she was building as they tried to destroy her. If it wasn't for the German nurse, they would have served the worst. I read the sister's story, knew that it deserved a verse. I wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free. So dig it, y'all.
Yeah, to send to my awakened up. Walkie talkies crackling, not saying where they taking us. Though she kinda knew what made the ride peaceful was the trees and the sky was blue. Arrived to Middlesex prison about 6 in the morning. Uneasy as they pushed us to the second floor in a cell. One cot, no window facing hell. Put in the basement of a prison with all males in the smell of misery. See the toilets and centipedes. She exercised paint and began to read. 2 years in the home, her soul grew weak. Away from people so long she forgot how to speak. She discovered freedom is an unspoken sound. And a wall is a wall and can be broken down. Found peace in the path that she went on trial with one of the brothers. She had a child with the violence. They would be the hope she'd lose her seed. Held tight knowing the fight would live through the sea. In need of a doctor from her stomach, she bleeds. Out of this situation, a girl was conceived. Separated from her, left to mother the revolution. And lactate to attack hate. This federal estate was built for blackface. Her emptiness was filled with beatings and court dates. They fabricated cases hoping one would stick. Instead, she robbed places that didn't exist. In the midst of threats on her life and being caged with Aryan white. Through dark halls of hate, she carried the light. I wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free. Yeah, I often wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free. For digging people. Her grandmother would bring news that she had a dream. Her dreams always meant what they needed them to mean. What made them real was the action in between. She dreamt that a slaughter was free in their own house in Queens. The fact that they always came true was the thing. A slaughter had been convicted of a murder she couldn't have done. Medical evidence shown she couldn't have shot the gun. It's time for her to see the sun from the other side. Time for a daughter to be by her mother's side. Time for this beautiful woman to become soft again. Time for her to breathe and not be told how or when. She untangled the chains and escaped the pain. How she broke out of prison, I could never explain. And even to this day, they try to get to her, but she's free with political asylum in Cuba.
I've never been free. I can only share my vision with you of the future, about what freedom is. The way I see it, freedom is the right to grow. It's the right to blossom. Freedom is the right to be yourself, to be who you are, to be who you want to be.
Okay, hey, this is Sophia Sims again. This is I'm covering for Mr. Trey Love for Twitter Me Tuesdays. That song was by Common also called A Song for Asada. Her name is Asada Shakur, and actually the story speaks for itself, you guys. So if you get a chance, really listen to that song, and actually go to the internet and look her up. a lot of information about that lady, and I just have mad respect for her because, you know, she made her way. You know, she's still not free because she's over in Cuba with political asylum. And I'm sure she would love to be in America here with her baby and her family and that type of thing. But, hey, that's America for you. Okay, so I'm going to play one more selection from Common, and it's called Pops Rap. And what this one is basically about, Common, a lot of times he has a couple of songs where his father actually is doing his own version of rapping and talking and, you know, giving us that knowledge. So let's listen to this one. This is called Pops Rap.
Yo, I don't know what was on y'all niggas' birds to go up to the boat by robbing old folks. And see, you done messed with the wrong old lady. You done went wild. Yo, thank you. There was a Hardy Boy mystery I tried to solve again. Dude that broke in my crib, it wasn't involved in him. 4 in the morning, my phone ringing. I'm thinking, who the fuck is this on the other line screaming? Told them, get down. But they was breathing hard. It was my grandmother telling me that she had been robbed. I told her, hold tight. I'll be right over. Freezing. But this situation made the night colder. Knew this was the night that she played poker with some friends in a club at the boat getting bugged. Said she seen these thugs on the boat for a while. Not gambling, but every now and then they smile. Then blah, they up mad. And told everybody put their shit in the bag. Made people strip naked quicker than a Luke record. What? Had the place took in a minute and some seconds. Asked her how many of it was them. Said she couldn't remember, she was spooked and buzzing. Couldn't describe them because it happened too fast. What? Said they looked like me with their pants hanging off their ass. Got her some water and begin to think. How these niggas take her wig, her bracelet, and her mink? Somebody round the crib know the deal. Whoever did it better have Blue Shell for real. Cause yo, it's the big payback. To the shop to see what was up. Them niggas probably knew something, plus I needed a cut. Walked in, they was playing Jigga, discussing how the brat titties and got bigger. These niggas next to me was talking about the heist. Whoever did it even got Jordan for his ice. Said that it was done so precise, the cops ain't know nothing. Had to use all my might not to ask no questions. Put down the magazine, went to the pop machine. Noticing these cats had to bling bling. They wouldn't be talking if they did it. It could be they team. A week ago, neither one of these niggas had a ring. This hype came in, selling CDs. Said the BDs was bragging about a robbery they had done. By now, I'm thinking about my gun. If I see Graham's bracelet, I'ma play racing. What? And make niggas run. It's the big payback. As I got in the chair, thinking, when shit went down, I wish I was there. Fucking with fam, who you are, I don't care. Have your guys pouring liquor with your name and they swear. These chicks claim they was there, knew the niggas who done it. Said it was smoking them from the wild hunters. 8 million stories got me running in place. This getting tricky, like dudes that do drum and bass. There was an air in the place that made me suspicious. Normally, they be talking like bitches. My barber cut me with a quickness. Asked him where he got the new bracelet. He said it was his sister. I knew then what made it official. He gave me my change. The money clip had Graham's initials. As I whipped his ass up, 6 niggas masked up. Pulled up in a Cadillac truck.
Okay, and actually, sorry about that, you guys. I made a mistake on the song. The name of that song is... Sorry about that. That selection was actually called Payback as a Grandmother, about Common. And basically the name of that story, or the story behind that was, you know, hey, he got mad love for his grandmama. His grandmama got robbed by some people in the hood and stuff like that. He found out who it was, and he had to go and handle it. So he did. I don't justify, you know, exactly how he did it and that type of thing, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do in order for people to know that they can't come at you like that and come at your family and come at your people like that. So it is what it is, and again, it's called, instead of Payback as a Mother, it's called Payback as a Grandmother, because that's who they targeted at the particular time. So, you know, we're getting towards the end of this segment. Again, this Twitter Me Tuesdays with Sophia Sims, a.k.a. Sister in the Struggle, just doing something a little bit on the lighter side, and also filling in for Mr. Trey Love, what do you call himself, a.k.a. King Gilroy. So, you know, at the end, I have to honestly say, you know, this was something a little bit different for me. I've enjoyed talking to you guys. I've enjoyed, you know, just kind of, you know, just really talking about anything, you know, whatever, and things that come to my mind and that type of thing. Again, I look to do a segment of my own, which is going to be called Sophia Sims, our Sister in the Struggle, the alter ego, basically. So it's the alter ego, meaning that Sister in the Struggle is a little bit more my serious side, and as you know, or for those who've been following me, I've been really into, you know, corrupt unions. That's my subject that I'm really talking on right now, and I have a lot of stuff to cover on that. But anyway, instead of being so serious all the time and that type of thing, I want to go with my lighter side, which is going to be called my alter ego. And with my alter ego, a lot of kind of what you heard now, you know, for Twitter Me Tuesdays allows me to let my hair down. You know, just talk about whatever, anything that comes to my mind, things that people talk to me about, things that people bring to me, things that I see, things that I see on TV, just, you know, just whatever. So, again, so I'm going to end this show with, you know, my favorite song, which is I'm a Rocker. And like I told you guys, in a minute, I'm going to know the words to that particular song. And when I know the words to it, I don't know what you guys are going to do with me then. But anyway. So let's get this song on, and, you know, and, hey, I guess you'll be seeing Mr. Trey Love next week. Again, hey, Trey, if you're listening, talk to you later, and look forward to covering for you anytime. So here we go. See you guys. Have a good day, and be blessed.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. rock her.
Yeah.
I'ma rock her.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame, two steps a move. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be crude, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a peek so I can show you what I can do in the bed.
I am a king, like a master.
Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Plus hard like a revolver. In bed, the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
In the club, I'm a bottle from Taylor.